Good morning, y'all. The Memorial Day edition of Rosie on the House. This is how you know, Romy, you have some interesting stories, about the power of Rosie on the House. Because when you're in the campground there, stringing your fishing line, or cleaning up the breakfast dishes, you hear the camper next to you listening to Rosie on the House. And the camper next to them listening to Rosie on the House. What was Ray saying about the power of Rosie on the House at the home shows?
So he was talking to somebody that came by. Ray of Light is our cabinet refinishing expert out of Tempe. They come, they take all the cabinet faces and doors off, take it back to their shop, strip it down, recoat it to or stain it, whatever look you're trying to go. Then they come to your home and do it to the cabinet boxes and then put everything back on. You could do new hardware, so it's a way to get a whole new look of your cabinets without having to rip out your countertops and your sink. And you know, the worst thing is you've got your doors and cabinets are gone for a week or two, just depending on how long it takes to get that perfect match you're looking for.
Yes. So
he's in his booth at the home show, and this woman walks up and starts talking to him and asking, and she had these questions about, she was obviously trying to do it. Well, Ray Hernandez, the owner, he runs a radio commercial during our program, and it talks about his history in Arizona and growing up in Superior and his art education and how that applies to his staining techniques. And they do a lot of Venetian plastering and faux finishes as well. And so he's just talking through that history, and he's sitting there talking, and this guy walks by, and he's like, "Hey, Ray, I recognize your voice. I hear your ads." And the woman that he's talking to has not said anything that whole time and says, "Oh, by the way, I'm from Superior, too." So the only way she could have known that was because she was here, Ray's radio ads.
Oh, man. Well, you do something long enough, and hopefully you some of it sticks. And we've been doing the Rosie on the House Saturday morning radio program for 28 years. And it's our goal and our objective and our mission every single Saturday morning to bring y'all information about your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin that in some way will endear you to us and the information that we deliver. Our website, rosieonthehouse.com, is a powerful, powerful website. It's like an owner's manual for Arizona homeowners, regardless what you're trying to tackle or get done. And on these three-day weekends, some of you may be trying to tackle that one project that you never quite have time for in the two-day weekend. Some of you may be out camping. But whatever it is you're doing, if you'd like to join the conversation, give us a ring. It's toll-free. If you're a Phoenician or a Tucsonan that's traveled up to the rim and are camping out, and you're sitting there with favorite cold drink in one hand and a lounge chair underneath the sweet aroma of the ponderosa pines, and the shade has just got you in a perfect, comfortable situation, and you think, "Oh, you know, that one project I'm working on back home, I'm not done. Maybe Rosie can tell me the tip or the trick or the tool that I need to help power through that." Well, we can. Give us a ring. If you're up on the rim sitting there at a campground, give us a call, 1-888-767-4348. If you're one of the first people at Woods Canyon or Willow Springs that catches a tiger trout, we really want to hear from you guys. Call us and send us a picture of that first trout caught, the new trout. And then, of course, at 9:30, we got John Jay joining us again with the results of the pumpkin weigh-in.
Will say, if you are traveling, I-17 from Anthem to Black Canyon City is under construction.
Nice.
Huge, heavy traffic. There were signs on the freeway all week. Weekend traffic to Flagstaff. Go up Beeline Highway to 260 over to Camp Verde and then up to Flag.
It would probably be quicker to take Table Mesa Road take Table Mesa Road over to Seven Springs Road. Take Seven Springs Road up to Strawberry Fossil Creek Road. Take Fossil Creek over to General Crook Trail and drop into Camp Verde that way. That would be a 14-hour trip.
But see,
at least you'd be moving.
At least you'd be moving. It's just a beautiful country. High clearance vehicle recommended.
And Table Mesa is after the Anthem exit, so you may even want to get off at Carefree Highway.
Oh. There you go.
And go.
Travel tips from the camping Romeros here at Rosie on the House. I want to talk a little bit about things we didn't get to talk about last week, about eight things you need to know about a remodeling contract. Jennifer, am I stretching the truth to say that the phones at Rosie on the House Remodeling have never, ever rung like they're ringing in the last 30 days?
No, I would verify that for sure.
I mean, people have got remodeling fever like I haven't seen in at least 9 or 10 years. It is unbelievable. Everybody has something they want to do. So I've got tips on what you need to do. Rosie on the House Remodeling can't do every single job in Arizona. So for those of you that are electing to go with someone else, there's things you have to know about items that must be in your remodeling contract for your protection. So we're going to cover that, but Miss Rachel has called from Gilbert, and she got in early, so I want to reward her diligence. We do have open lines at 1-888-767-4348. We'll cover eight things you need to know about a remodeling contract and cover anything you want to talk about, but let's visit with Miss Rachel first. Good morning, Rachel. Thank you for calling Rosie on the House.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
Our home was built 16 years ago in 2000. It was, I believe, the last year where they weren't doing post-tension slab.
Okay.
Now, it's a single story, a little over 2,600 square feet, and my house is heaving to where the step up to get into the house from the front door is significant, probably 2-3 inches more than it was when the house was first built. And I have some raised areas in my dining room as well. What are my options?
Okay. Rachel, what were you doing last Saturday morning between 9 and 10 o'clock?
Going to yoga class.
Well, next time you go to yoga class, bring a mini radio player and an earbud, because we were talking.
Or just install the app.
Or install the app.
Just about every one of our radio affiliates has an app you can stream on.
Because, Rachel, we were talking about this exact topic last Saturday, and the fact that you have recognized that it's a heave is very, very perceptive, because most people, when they look at their house moving any direction, they consider, oh, something's settling. But expansive soils are a huge problem in Arizona. And we had Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions on the show last week talking about, and it was actually in the 10 o'clock hour. We had Harold in 9 to 10 talking mortgages, and Bob in 10 to 11. We can actually install a system, Rachel. The problem you've got is somehow, some way, this expansive clay is getting wet. When it gets wet, it expands. When it expands, it heaves. It's actually a much less expensive problem to solve than actual foundation failure where the house may be settling. Because all we do, and I'm going to describe this as simply as I can, is we get in there with an air pump that sucks the air out from underneath your slab. Mount it to a little bitty tiny fan and run the pipe up through your house inside a closet or somewhere's inside or somewhere's very near where the expansive soil is getting hit by the moisture. Once we start drying that soil out, Rachel, and it could take a while, it could take several months, we have to stop the water from coming in. We have to do a full analysis of where the water's coming from. Then once we stop it, then we aerate it, dry it out, and you can actually see over time how the slab begins to resettle. It's pretty incredible, and it isn't near as cost prohibitive as trying to stop a foundation from settling. So, Rachel, I'm going to give you Bob Brown's phone number.
602.
Okay.
702.
Okay.
5390.
And have them come out. He's actually got a patent pending on this system. It actually comes from his work in eliminating radon in homes. And the way we eliminate radon in homes is we aerate the foundation of the home. Well, he's taken that same technology and using it to drive moisture out of the expansive clays. And now he has solved the problem. The only other way to fix this historically is jackhammer the slab out, excavate all the soil, and fill it all back in with ABC and non-expansive sands. And that was just not only horribly disruptive, but it was just grossly expensive and messy. So
how much is that little endeavor going to set me back?
Let him take a look at it. But, you know, when you start looking at foundation failures, it's easy to start running up numbers of $10,000 and $20,000 and $30,000 and $40,000 and $50,000. The systems I've seen him install, I've seen three of them, they were all under $5,000.
That's music to my ears. Thank you so much, Jose. I so appreciate your information. I will go ahead and give Bob a call.
And don't take that as a firm quote, because, of course, every job and every situation has its own unique circumstances. But those systems I've seen him install were all really, really reasonable. And what it does for you.
And he talked last week about the manometer survey. I don't know if that's going to apply in this case where it's a step as opposed to a whole home treatment. But that survey is about, what was it? What do you say?
It was 465.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that gives you the cause, the solution, the estimate, and that way you can at least know what to start saving for. Because if it's a major problem, it may take a little while to save.
We had a listener from Tucson who owns a second home in Sholo call the show that week, and he's actually sending a crew up to do an analysis on their Sholo home. And the road trip and everything combined, I think he's charged just right at $800 for the test. And, you know, that's just a great place to start, because not only does it then fully diagnose what the real problem is, but it lets you have it takes away, like Rachel's was scared what kind of numbers, you know, she could possibly be facing. And so a lot of people don't do anything because they just – but you can't very well list the house and sell it like that. It's going to kill you in the resale market.
Yeah, they're going to ding you up hard for
– So the manometer test from Arizona Foundation Solutions, just a great way to start a full analysis of any foundation dilemmas you're facing. More when we get back. We'll be talking about 8 things you need to know about a remodeling contract. And it is obviously a Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekends, our call load usually is a little light, and our lines are completely open. I cannot remember the last time that happened. If you've ever had a question for us, now would be a great time to sneak in, because they aren't going to stay that way long.